broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Since you ain't gonna play music, we're just gonna sing to start up.
Okay. The little scatting.
Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Fee, how you doing, brother?
Good, Bobby.
Well, you know, my friend.
Not much.
Neil behind the mic. Neil, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Are you?
Yep.
Good. Neil's awesome.
Jack, no insight tonight.
Correct.
He's what?
What happened? Quit?
Well, Jack sucks.
He's a quitter.
We were trying to get some people to record one. They couldn't be in on Wednesday nights, and so we were trying to get them to record one. Thought it was going to happen last week,
didn't get
Thursday or Friday, and thought it was going to happen Monday or Tuesday this week, and didn't happen. So,
rumor.
Uh oh.
Rumor.
Pack a sack closing. April 30th.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
The one here on the corner, because they also own the Shell.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Did I hear that?
I figured they would close one of them, but
I asked that Matt McDowell when I was in there one day, and I said, so what's the scoop on the other one? I said, they're going to close that or something? No, I don't think so. I said, you're going to have two of them. Yeah?
Well, evidently.
Evidently not. Well, I thought they rent that from Bob Hart? I don't think they own it.
That's right.
They own it.
Oh, okay.
So I would think they'd give Bob Hart a little notice, you'd think.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something in the lease clause.
Sure, yeah.
I kind of like the subway. That's a nicer, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a better building, but they only have one highway going there.
So will the subway go down to the...
I don't know, but
I don't think they have room.
I'm gonna rent that off Bobby. I'm gonna put in a breakfast shop, pizza shop.
You always want to do that.
Oh yeah,
it's big.
In or out?
Give me a good pizza. I'm in.
What do you think? I'm gonna have a thin crust. I want a real thin crust.
Okay.
Are you gonna be able to make a better pizza than the Bowling Alley or Toby's?
Don't put pressure.
Say
on
that.
Don't put pressure on it.
Okay, then you're gonna be a Casey's.
I'm a sauce fan too. Give me a little sauce.
You like a
yeah.
Really?
A little sweet sauce too. Let's put a little.
You like a little sweet sauce?
Yeah, something crazy.
Speaking of sweet sauce,
Jeffrey Hobbs
in the house.
Sweet sauce. We call him sweet sauce.
I need breakfast pizza. How about breakfast pizza?
I hate breakfast pizza.
Oh no, you kidding?
That doesn't mean you can't make them.
Put a little sausage gravy on there as your.
Ooh.
Just get biscuits.
That's pretty solid too.
Biscuits
or toast. My mom always made. You know what you can't get anymore is like chip beef.
Oh yeah.
Chip beef on toast.
My mom always.
Chip beef on toast.
Crap on the shingle.
That's good stuff. Yeah. Crap on
You know shingle. They have that at Thistles in Union City.
What's Thistles?
It's a little restaurant there just off of.
Where were we at and you got it? Always in Florida.
Oh, what's the name of that place?
Route 66 or
Route
something?
Route 41.
41 or something.
Oh my God.
Great delicious. Breakfast.
Delicious breakfast.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Jenny's truck stop up at Bryant probably has it, but maybe they just have sausage gravy.
They have delicious biscuits and gravy. I wake up 4 in the morning. I head up there sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the place in Wilshire?
Smitty and Woody say it's
Jenny's or something like that.
I've been in there one time, had spaghetti, and it was really good.
Really?
Yeah,
theirs is tremendous.
I don't get by there for any reason now anymore. So,
welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Yes, no, this is Breakfast Talk.
Breakfast Talk with Bubba and Fee and Jeff Hobbs. 8:05, it's Sports Talk after last week's incredible show where we...
Tough show to follow.
Yeah, it is a tough show to follow.
So we brought the big guy in.
We brought the heavy hitter.
Yeah.
The big gun, the big kahuna.
Big guns in there.
Sweet sauce.
Clean up on aisle four.
We're going to talk Indian baseball. We're going to talk Indian softball. Hobbs is going to talk about him and his partner that he's in. Darren
Demolition Derby.
Yeah. Dusty Woods. Dusty Woods. They're going to talk that.
Triple D. Actually, Damon Goodwin, too.
Yeah.
Capital Basketball.
There you go.
St. Mary's.
We are going to talk Indian sports coming up right after this. We'll take a break. Pace and Bill's Sports Talk is presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Spring is coming and the temperature is rising, so head to Wayne Street Market and grab some steaks and good grilling. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties, all no limit. And don't forget the wood chips for smoking and the charcoal. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies, chips, meat and cheese trays, beer and wine, and you'll be ready for that night by the fire ring with your friends. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Here are the softball and baseball games coming up this weekend for our Indians teams. Tomorrow, softball will host Jay County and will broadcast that game live on SportsStream 2. And the boys will travel to New Knoxville and you can hear that game live on Fort Recovery Radio. Friday, the Lady Indians will host Anna, and Saturday, the Lady Indians will play at Salina. Also on Saturday, the boys will host South Adams in a doubleheader starting at 11 a.m. and will broadcast those games on Fort Recovery Radio. Lots of baseball and softball this week, so get out and support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, we'll broadcast 2 softball games and 5 baseball games right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Here's Sports Talk, Bubba and Feed, Jeff Hobbs, Harold Feely, Neil Spencer. Where's Rocker?
No Rock.
Canceled. Show's canceled. Rock, Rocker walked in that door in 2 seconds.
Rocker's mad at you.
Guy's a legend.
He is a legend. He's mad because I grossed him out of his cartoons. Foghorn Leghorn's got to be
top. Oh, you got to get that.
Looney Tunes?
He didn't have any. I said, boy, I never seen a boy that never played baseball before.
I love it.
Mighty Mouse.
I love it.
Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Tom and Jerry.
He didn't even have Roadrunner.
No.
How about Strawberry Shortcake?
Nah. Come on.
Foghorn.
Rock. Where did you go?
That is a tremendous call by you.
Yeah, my goodness, Rock. We're back here at Sports Talk. Yeah. Speedy Gonzalez.
I love Speedy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course, we're all old, showing our age.
Yogi Bear.
I'm picking a picnic basket.
Fred Flintstone. He didn't even do the Flintstones, did he?
Oh, I don't think he did.
Hey, I got a call from Jerry Kalb today.
Yeah.
He offered me 6 figures. To do every Indian baseball broadcast for the rest of the, from here out. Because, I mean,
you're one of
14-1 is just, a beatdown of the Lehman Cavaliers. It's not a great Lehman club. Yeah. I'm not going to listen to that. But they still know how to play, and they know how to win. And they're going to win 14, 15 games because their league's bad.
Yeah.
And
when we played Perry said, we think we can win the league, but we're going to have to beat Lehman.
Yeah, which is like, and they actually lost to Houston by 1, and Fairlawn lost to Houston by 1. So I'm on the air. I'm calling. Oh, it'll be a run rule against Houston. I call Harold. He says, it was a run rule.
Yeah, maybe you are part of the problem.
Nah, I called
over,
a run rule.
Overpumped it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, had it pumped up.
I did.
Yeah,
it was. And all, you know, it's probably the best Houston team that they've had since I've been in Sydney 13 years. But they're still,
I'll play them anytime. Yeah,
absolutely. You play them 10 times, you win an 8.
Yeah,
you know, you guys anytime. Just didn't have a good night, and they threw their ace, and, you know, and, oh boy, lost a couple of tough ones. I mean,
yeah, I agree. So let's talk a little bit about our week that was, and it started last Friday. We went down to Air Park and played the Houston Wildcats, Harold, and a game that had about a 2-hour rain delay.
Yeah, it always does. It rains every time.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, ain't it?
It's unbelievable.
And, it's either 10 below zero, snowing, or pouring down rain.
Yeah, we've never went down there with a beautiful day.
But as soon as it stopped raining, I give them credit. 15 minutes, we were on the field ready to play.
Oh, yeah.
And those fields, they can hold.
Oh, it's tremendous.
Now, normally, they won't let you play. Because actually, the next night, Jackson was supposed to, Northmont was supposed to play there. And they got about a quarter inch of rain. They said, see you, boys.
No more?
Really?
No, yep, you're not getting on the field.
So I'm talking to the ground screw guy. And he is sweating bullets. They got to back off, you know. I said, that's a lot of work, bud. He said, yeah. He goes, one night, we had seven of them. Rolling that thing out, rolled it back out.
Oh, no.
I said, that about killed you, didn't it? He said, unbelievable. Those guys worst night of my life.
Those guys are machines, too. If you ever watched it, when the Reds, I mean, they can get that tarp on that field in about 6 minutes.
It is unbelievable how good. There's an art to it. I'm sure there is. Them guys all work.
We put a few tarps on the field about, you know.
It's a classic when the wind starts blowing.
60-mile-an-hour wind, and they're just picking you up off the ground. Oh boy!
When you look at this Indian baseball team, fellas, and it's a team that, you know, we start out 3-1. We come up to this week. We have games. We had Houston. We had Lincoln View. We know was going to be good, and then we come back with a Parkway team that's just Parkway. You know, they know that they're like Lehman, even a step above Lehman. They know how to win. They got great tradition. We kind of stepped on her at fifth, third, and got beat. We come back and played a really good Lincoln View team.
We did. We played good.
A game that was the welcome to the big league, Will Holman.
Debut of Troy Holman. Yeah.
Troy Holman.
And, actually talked to Toddy today on the phone, and I did not know that Troy Boy was your pitcher. And again, that's big time. I mean, you know, and kid who's been in a lot of big games all growing up his whole life and has always been really good. So,
he's tough.
You know, those kids are tough. And I mean, and Troy's, again,
Troy did a great job. I mean, we went up against the Price kid and
PBR calls it, they're the number one team in the state.
Yeah.
I mean, and that kid's going to Ohio State and he's a top, you know, five recruit in the state of Ohio.
Yeah. So. Troy was going nose to nose with
him. He was.
First three innings.
I mean, you guys were up 1-0 for a long time.
I ran to the concession stand to get some popcorn and water, and came back on my way back. The guy said, "Is this your number one pitcher?" I said, "No, he's a freshman. First time he ever pitched." He said, "Oh,
yeah,
yeah." And he was impressive. Pete.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I thought he did a great job, and he challenges, and he said,
"Yeah, just pounds."
He gets
zone,
fired up, and he did a great job and kept us in the game. I mean, we knew, and like Jerry told him at the end of the game, you know, these are the kind of games that are fun to be in because they are a one. Yeah, I mean, if you make one little mistake or one, you know, that's going to get you. You know, you can't do it. And we did. We made it. We made a little mistake here and there, and a couple that we could have had, you know. Yeah. And it was a great game.
You had a foul pop. We should have caught.
Yeah,
and those are tough.
I mean, we kind of left it to the catcher, which is the toughest.
It is.
It's the toughest play to make.
And, we always tell, hey, third baseman's got, or the majors, they talk about the pitcher can't catch. Catch the ball.
Yeah.
Pitchers usually one of the best athletes on the field. Yeah. Catch the ball.
And it was and I think Brock probably could have had it at third base or Troy. Yeah. You know, but the nice thing is we came back the next night, we had the exact same play
and
Brock ran in and said, "Mine," and he caught it. So we learned something.
When you look at that game on Monday night and look at Troy Holman and it's one of those deals where it's a freshman but comes from a line of comes from a family where it's not too big a deal.
No.
Where it's not, he's not like eyes wide open. He was focused.
Yeah.
And we talked to Todd and Todd said he said he woke up early Monday morning and he said, "Troy was up." And I said, "Troy, what the hell are you doing up?" "Oh, nothing. I had homework to do," or whatever it was. And Todd said, "Wait a minute." So he knew he was pretty excited.
He was jacked already.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, when you look at this baseball team and when you look at our weakness and things that we need, having another arm is huge.
Huge. And we're going to see a couple more probably on Saturday. I mean, I think there's going to be a couple of more freshmen probably come up, or sophomore. Jackson, I know, is going to, or Jackson Irving. I tell you what, Jeff, as blessed as we were some of the years with pitching, deep pitching, we're thin. We just got, you know, we got three seniors that were damn good pitchers, and I don't know if they burned out or what happened, but their arms are just not very good.
Yeah,
you know, and we miss them.
Yeah, Ryan and Kobe can't
pitch.
Well, that's what I said last night. I thought in the situation where it was 5-4, And they brought Bo in. I thought maybe Ryan would come in because I was thinking maybe he was going to do some closing or he was, you know, yeah. but his arms just.
He just said, I'm done. I can't do it. So yeah. I think it's, unfortunately, that's the guy you need. You know, you need him healthy and him coming in there because we just need that closer.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like Dylan did a great job last night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he.
Five and a third, struck out seven.
Yeah, he did a great job. And
Dylan's been outstanding. He was really good against Lehman. And again,
he was.
Just pounded the zone and, you know, getting five in the, you know, the first inning. I mean, you get the 2-2 run homers. Takes a little load off of your mind, but
sure,
but you absolutely. Still got to, you just go out there and throw strikes and just pound the zone, and that's what he did. And
he's been doing it all year so far, you know, and he's a competitor too. He didn't want to come out, you know, and Jerry gave him. He might have let him. He may have went a little long with him. He maybe could have got him in before that, you know. And in Bo's defense, you know, you come into that situation with bases loaded, and man, that's just
was
tough.
It one
to come
out
in
or
there.
No outs? I can't remember.
I won. No, there was one. Any outs?
Yeah, one or the other. I mean,
you know, and.
Plenty of chances to get runs in, and they
did. That's tough, yeah. We got the lead 5-2, you know, and I thought maybe they'd fold, but they didn't. They're just, like you said, they're Parkway.
And they got seven seniors on that team.
You know.
And I know they've had the injury bug hit, and they're pretty good. Okay, well, let's talk about the Parkway game. Let's take a break, Spencey. It's 8:16 on Wednesday night. We're going to talk the rest of Indian baseball. We're going to talk about this unbelievable softball team.
They're on fire.
And then we're going to talk Demolition Derby with Hobby.
Yes, sir.
Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
The Fort Recovery Community Garage Sales are coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, April 22nd through 24th, sponsored by the Cy Iota Zy. The maps are available at several local businesses and also on the Village of Fort Recovery and Fort Recovery Cy Iota Zy Facebook pages. There will be lots of bargains in and around Fort Recovery that weekend, so get your map and plan out your route for the Cy Iota Zy's Community Garage Sales coming up Thursday through Saturday, April 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
I want to have a garage sale. What I got to do?
Well, you can have a garage sale anytime.
No, I'm not going to be. I'm not going to be with this sorority. I'm going to do it on my own.
You can have it whenever you want. Get some stuff and sell it.
Right when same weekend as theirs, I'm gonna get all their like leftovers.
Oh, that's a tremendous.
That's
idea.
Cheaters.
That is cheaters. That makes me mad.
Oh yeah.
Tell me what.
And my wife is the queen of when we have yard sale once every 2 or 3 years, and somebody comes in, and you know my wife just takes care of stuff. It's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, look at me. I'm glue, and you know, and she's but someone will come in, and you got $3 on something. And I mean, it was when the kids were little. You had an outfit, a Gymboree outfit that you paid $100 for. Yep. You got $3 on it. And somebody comes in, give you two for it. And my wife would go, no. She goes, I will give it to Goodwill or I'll throw it in the trash before I'll sell it to you.
Yeah. I'm not giving you
money. No, it's unreal.
Carol, bringing out the jugular.
Oh, no. Hey,
Carol, you don't mess with my numbers.
No, you got these people.
I priced this, baby.
You
got
a dollar on it. I'll give you a quarter for it.
Nah.
No. I'm good.
I'll light it on fire.
No. I'm the opposite of that.
Oh, you're all about getting rid of it?
No. I'm all about, if I think they don't have it priced high enough, I give them more money.
Oh. That's a
brutal. Here's $3 for it. Here's $10.
That's a brilliant. That's a brilliant comment.
Yeah, I've done that before too.
It's
I know
still
what
cheap. Still,
yeah.
Harold, I can't believe you put those brakes on so cheap. I'm gonna give you double what the bill says.
Let me go double on the bill.
Yeah, we're back here at Sports Talk, and we're talking Indian baseball, and it's been a tough little stretch, and last night was a tough one against Parkway Panthers. We came back, and we got some clutch hits, and big sack fly by Kendrick tied it up at two, and then Riley Wheel with a rocket double that put us in the lead. And then we got, I think Dane Patch had a sack fly, and we had a chance to play a little ad on there, but we had a play where Kobe Wendell.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over this again.
Okay.
Because I texted the commissioner today, and I said
he screwed up.
I said, "Commish, the first base coach wants to knock you out."
I said, "Where was the commish when we needed him?"
Yeah.
If he was standing out there, I'd be going, "I got a timeout."
Bobby, did you hear about this?
No.
I got to bring my boy in.
Nope.
Fee, explain what happened. This is the damnedest thing I've ever seen.
So,
we need an instant replay?
Nope. He can explain. No. You're going to be like, wait a minute.
So, Blake comes in, first pitch, foul ball. Goes back. So the next pitch, boom, fly ball, left field. We got runners at first and third. I tell Kobe, get out halfway and tag, scored a run. So Kobe's on his way back, and umpire looks over and goes, he's out. I went, what? And he comes up and he says, he's out. I said, why? He says, he failed to go back to the bag.
Oh, like he rounded second and didn't.
No, I went. No, he didn't even get to second. He didn't even get to second. I said, what? I said, no, it's a fly ball. He's tagging. He's going halfway and he's coming back to the bag. I said, you called him out before he got to the bag. No, he's out. Then I'm just having a heart attack. So I went up. I said, I don't get it. And he said, it's the play before the foul ball. He did not position himself back on the bag before the foul ball. And I'm looking at him going, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life. And I was like, what?
So he's saying you got to go back to first base every time. That's wrong.
It's wrong.
That's wrong.
Is it wrong?
That's wrong. That's wrong.
Digger's got, I actually got the rule. The rule is.
Also, you talked to Digger today.
Well, Jerry, they talked to him. They called
him
and just asked.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Actually, I think Digger called Jerry and said, apologized because he said he's wrong.
But how did Digger know about it?
I texted him.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think there was a couple other guys.
I'd say
there's
about 1,000 people.
Yeah, a couple other.
And I'm saying the next guy was getting a double. It's a game changer.
Yeah.
You don't know.
No, it's a game changer.
Well, we had the momentum right then.
Yeah, outs in high school.
So did he count the run, the sack fly?
He did.
Run? Yeah, but it wasn't the third out. I think it was the second out.
Right.
The
second out.
Or no, Kobe was the second out.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one out.
So we had a big game, or big inning going, but. And we're in the thick of our lineup.
There's no outs.
Yeah.
Right? He hits a fly ball.
Yes. Ryan let off. Yeah. Yep. Ryan let off. He got to third, and Kobe's at first on a bunt.
Yep.
And we got him at first and third. I told Kobe halfway. All of a sudden, he's going, right, come on back. Out. I said, wait a minute. What do you mean out? He's out.
Was it Frank Vitt?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Best announcer ever. Best referee ever.
Yeah, absolutely. No question.
Right, Neil?
No question.
Is that the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
You know he threw Spencey out, right? It's the Henry game.
I heard that. I heard
old
that.
Frankie.
Yep. He'll be out the Elks here in the next couple weeks. I'll give him a high five, buy him a cheeseburger.
Legend.
I'll have to remember his name then. I didn't know his name. I just remember what he looked like.
I call him something else from time to time.
But it's one of them deals where, I mean, when he said that, and I was thinking.
Well, you're just shocked. You had to be just shocked. I mean.
But the way I'm understanding it now, if the umpire at home plate says we got to reset, then everybody resets.
Okay, so here's my question.
He does have to go back to the.
Here's my question now. So after you and Jerry talked to the umpire, he came to the home plate umpire.
Yeah, he didn't know.
Oh, he had no idea. Okay.
I don't think he knew either.
So, yeah.
He called it, and then he was like, but it was like you had to be looking. I mean, who looks at a foul ball if a guy went back to the base? Yeah. So I think he had that in his head that
he was going
to
call.
I'm going to keep an eye on it. I'm going to find some. I'm going to get somebody with this one.
Hey, yeah. You were there to see him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that, you know,
now, wouldn't he have to call the kid out on the pitch? I mean, or wouldn't he have to take?
Well, that's what I thought. I said, well, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't a dead ball?
Why wouldn't it? Yeah.
Well, how, dead ball. How can you call
he's
him?
Out. He didn't go
before
back.
That.
How can you call that if there's already been another pitch?
Yeah, because it's wrong.
It's wrong.
There's the right answer.
I'd say he was probably eating bowl cereal at noon. Had his rule book out.
Yeah, I've seen his rule. I've never called this before.
We have got to make this happen.
I'm going to call this tonight. This will really get him.
That little Fruit Loop and milk dripping off his chin. So I'm going to call this baby tonight.
I didn't think Kobe got to second
base. No, he never got
second
base.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe around the second. That's what I said. And then didn't come back.
Yeah, that's what we've
seen that before. I've seen that.
He just run across the infield back to
yeah,
first.
I've seen that. No, he didn't do that. It was... He did exactly what he was supposed to do, and he came back, and they called him out halfway back, and I was like, huh? Yeah. Then I thought, did you run into somebody, or what happened?
Wow.
And I knew there wasn't nobody there.
But then we get to a point for you, okay, so let's fast forward a little bit. Now it's 5-2.
Yes.
Top of the sixth inning, mm-hmm. and it's so important, Hobby, and to not let them get a big inning after you score.
For sure.
And dang it, if they didn't come back with a big old crooked number on us.
Big old number on us, yeah.
Could not get out of gym. They did. And to Parkway's credit, they had some hard balls in the left field.
Yeah. But they also had a couple half-swing bunts that were perfect. They went over the third baseman's head by a foot and out into left field.
We always talked about that.
Oh, it's a killer.
After you put up a big number, a zero after that is big.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I went to Dylan right afterwards, and I said, Dylan, it's still 2-2. I said, pitch like it's 2-2.
Yep.
But
we've always had a hard time. Parkway, that's a tough place to play. I mean, even when we were really good.
Well,
I mean,
we were here. We were home.
Okay, but still. They're always tough.
Yeah. They seem to have our number.
Yeah.
There's several teams that we have their number. Sometimes we're not as good as they are, but we beat them.
We're Sales Tigers, baby. Can't beat us.
I tell you what. Remember the Parkway game, the tournament game?
Oh, yeah.
We got clobbered. Yeah. That was Twaitsey's sophomore year, maybe?
Junior year.
Yeah, they put it on.
That was bad.
We had, six errors in the game?
18 errors, it felt like. Yeah, we had a bad one. It felt like 18.
I remember that last inning. We was like, can it get any worse? We had about 3 straight errors.
No problem.
Yes, it did.
Yep. And the answer to that question is
yes. Sir.
Don't dare him.
So Fee and the Indians go to 3-4, 1-1 in the MAC. Mm-hmm. We're back at it tomorrow against a Knoxville team we don't know much about. We know that it's a team that, a game that we should win.
Yeah, I mean, if we come in prepared and go play like we can, it shouldn't be a hard game for us.
And they're 0-2, 1-8, so I mean, that's, again.
And Daniel, I think Daniel's going to pitch, you know, so we just kind of had set up for the two MAC games this week that we wanted to have Dylan and Dan You know, I don't know. We talked a little bit about, you know, and I didn't even think about it last night. A guy could have maybe brought Daniel in. You know, I don't know that we need the best pitcher tomorrow night. Hopefully not.
Right.
You know, but I don't know.
Bo pitched okay. I mean, that's a tough situation. Come in, bases loaded, one out.
Absolutely. It's tough to do. It's
5-4.
It's hard to focus and just throw strikes.
Yeah, we did that to him at Dayton.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the exact same situation. Yeah. You come in.
Yeah.
But he's young. I mean, he throws hard.
Yep.
It's just a matter of throwing strikes.
Yep.
It's just killer.
So we got to get back at it tomorrow. Our psyche's probably a little bit shaken. We need to get a W. We have a game that'll be on Fort Recovery Radio. Me and Camp will bring that to you tomorrow at 5:00.
Yep.
And then Saturday it's a doubleheader versus South Adams, and that'll be a good one.
They're always good.
Starfire.
Starfires are always
tough. Not go wrong with Starfires.
Yeah.
Hey, Elijah Collie get one of the longest second longest home run in my tenure at Fort Recovery. Who hit the longest home run in my tenure at Fort Recovery?
Jake Homan. That Homan kids.
Ooh. Cool.
When he bashed it off the
cold water, that's the longest home run.
And he hit a bomb. No, he hit a bomb at Collider.
In the region. The region.
Oh, yeah. Over the.
But I'm going to go longer than that. You're going to be blown away.
Cody Feeling.
No. He hit a couple, but at Fort Laramie.
Oh, Ross Homan?
Absolutely.
Ross Homan hit one in the yard.
Yeah. He hit.
Oh, yeah.
The boy was blowing out about 30, but it don't matter. No, he hit that ball across the street into those people's house.
He grilled that.
Their coach, who, God love him, he couldn't beat us, and he knew it. And so he sees us at the end, what was there, at
Keyhole. Bob's.
Yeah, Keyhole. Yeah. Afterwards, and he says, that's the longest ball I've ever seen hit in this park. he was dead serious. And, Ross could take batting practice for 20 minutes and not hit a ball that far.
He hit that.
And he hit that thing.
He got
and
all that.
It bounced over the road into those people's house.
Yeah, he did hit all that. He did hit all that one.
Jake Homan hit him.
That one hit the scoreboard at Coldwater was a bomb.
But the one in the regionals,
that was
right center field, and that fence was like 12 feet tall, and he still hit it way over that.
And it was a high ball, too,
remember Elijah Collick hit that home run at South Adams.
And I went to him.
Out on the tennis court. I mean, the wind was blowing out about 20 miles an hour.
And his dad would always say, anytime he'd ask about the game, I'd say, Elijah was tough. Well, if they throw fastballs to him, he can hit.
He cannot hit a curveball.
It was a hanging curveball. I said, you make sure you go home and tell your dad I hit a one 350 feet off a hanging curveball, like Dad. Tell me I can't hit a curveball.
Yeah, that's right. We have touched on Indian baseball. We're going to talk about this incredible softball season going on right after this sports talk at the bottom of the hour, 8:30.
Yes,
Hobby, Fee, and Bobby. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Floors, Welding, and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Voors, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Voors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Voors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Wow.
This is RJ with the Win on the Wabash Super Raffle. Be sure to mark your calendars for this year's event, August 27th and 28th, 2021, to be held at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This year's event will feature the Friday night Tow and Go Raffle, as well as the Saturday Super Raffle. We're set to give away up towards $1 million worth of cash and prizes this year. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Don't miss out on the event of the year, the 2021 WOW Super Raffle, August 27th and 28th in downtown Fort Recovery.
Wow.
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 That's Owen Wilson. We had Owen Wilson doing stuff.
I want to win that. Wow. I want to win something.
I just want to. I got a ticket from you.
One thing about it is
he wants a ticket.
Well, no, I get two last year and I got nothing. I mean, nothing. I got not a crumb.
You can get a toe and go. Rub and tug. You can get a rub and tug.
Toe and go.
They're selling them till the end of the month. Then that's done. But
that's a 50 spot, isn't it? Yep.
I think they're 25 or
that's what it
or
is.
Five.
Are they 25?
You got to buy them online.
Five for 100.
You got to do it all online.
Just steal your wax credit card. You'll never know about it.
Bingo. I do it every day.
And then you come driving in a new Jeep.
That would be big.
That'd be great.
They didn't get that far on that.
I know what you can get, like a skid load or something.
I'm big. Oh, yeah. Oh, a skid steer? I'd be all
that'd be perfect. Where's Bob's at?
That'd be perfect.
Coming in on a
Sharpshooter. You got the golf cart out here. Hey, I'm driving in on a skid steer.
Kids. Drop a golf cart on ceiling. We're back here at Sports Talk.
Yes, sir.
My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. Spencey behind the mic. How you doing, Neil?
I think I'm all right.
He's all right. What'd you do today? Did you work?
I was here doing stuff, yeah.
You didn't count pharmacy?
No, just Mondays and Tuesdays there.
Mondays and Tuesdays.
Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yep.
Yeah, I got some stuff from Cal Pharmacy, and I asked for Neil Spencer to deliver it, and
She laughed.
She said, "Who?" But then she says, "No, I'm sorry, Mr. Hobbs. He only works on Mondays and Tuesdays."
Dang it.
It was like Thursday.
It'd take him 2.5 hours to get to Sydney.
No, there's Cal Pharmacy trucks all the time. I see them all the time in Sydney.
See him drive?
I've never seen
55, him. 55 miles an hour.
I come zipping up beside him because I want to see if he's in the wheel, and then I'm going to run him off the road. Yes.
That voice you hear is Mr. Jeff Hobbs is in tonight. We're talking Fort Recovery sports, and now we turn our attention to the girls.
Hey, before we do, baseball, I did get some stats from Tommy.
There we go. Let's hear some stats.
On the baseball team, and batting averages right now, Ryan Post is batting 500. He's hitting the ball really well. Kobe Wendell's 400. Riley Wills at 381. Kendrick Wendell is at 348. RBIs, Riley Wills got 10. He's leading the team. Dan Patch and Kendrick Wendell both have 6. Post has got 10 hits. Riley Will and both the Wendell boys have 8 hits. Kobe's walked 6 times, and Landon and Ryan are leading in steals with 6 apiece. Our pitching staffs, it's Dylan's 2-1 and Dan's 1-1. So, but that gives us a little bit of update. They're playing pretty good. I mean, we came out of the gate hot, but we just got to get it back going again.
The dawn of statistics.
Yes.
Tommy.
Love some Tom Gaudine.
Trust Tom.
40. Okay, we got some big days. Today's big day. First of all, happy birthday to...
Big day.
Come on.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield.
Amen. 26 today, babe. Yep.
Baker Mayfield. Hey, how about we down there?
Happy birthday.
Jadeveon Clowney?
The Browns won the Super Bowl today.
That's big. I hate the Browns, but that's big.
Now, wait a minute. Whose birthday's today? You two. Now I'm... What losers?
What is today?
April 14th.
Your birthday?
Pete Rose. No.
Peter Edward Rose.
Boom! How about that?
80 years old today.
He's 80?
He's 80 years old.
Wow.
You see?
Wow.
That's great.
No. I bet he can get a hit still.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'll guarantee you.
Peter Edward Rose.
And he bulldozed the first baseman.
Yes.
That's the greatest line of all time. The Cobb movie. The greatest line of all time. It could be a Rose movie, but so the he did on his vaudeville tour at the end. It was Tommy Lee was Cobb. He says, with pitching today, he says, Ty, what would you hit if you were playing today? And he goes, maybe 250. He says, 250? You're Ty Cobb, for God's sakes. He goes, I'm effing 82 years old, for Christ's sake. Tremendous. I mean, Tommy Lee was just cranky. Oh, I mean, it was perfect. I'm effing 82 years old.
On this date, 45 years ago.
Some say the longest home run ever hit.
45 years
ago. Oh, the one in Chicago?
Yes. By?
Pete Rose.
No. Man, I can't think of the guy's name.
Nope.
Not a red leg?
Big boy. Can't remember who it is, though. Can't remember
his name. Dave Kingman.
Dave Kingman.
King Kong. 530 feet estimated.
Wow.
It hit the third house across Waveland Avenue.
another great... Tommy Lasorda came to Dayton, and I got to go down there and see him with Joe Marker. You guys remember Joe Marker and Fireside Chats and your boy Hal McCoy.
Yeah.
He actually ran it. And he's the great Tommy Lasorda's classic. Yeah. And he says he had 3 home runs against the Dodgers one afternoon. And the reporter after the game says, well, what do you think of Kingman's performance? Tommy just went off. And what did I ever think of his performance? He hit 3 effing home runs, for Christ's sake. I mean, just...
If you're like at home and you're on YouTube, type in Tommy Lasorda rants.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It is the
greatest. He is awesome.
The Bakwell one's the best.
Oh, yeah.
He's good. Earl Weaver's good.
Oh, Earl Weaver's great, too.
Earl Weaver's a classic.
But you're right. When he goes crazy with Bavakwa.
Yeah, because Bavakwa said they were throwing at me. He goes, you're a 227 lifetime hitter. When I pitched, I was sending a limo after guys like you because you couldn't hit water if you fell out of a boat.
Yeah, I agree. That was
freaking Bavakwa.
That, when you talk about Earl Weaver, when I talk, when I get on YouTube, the things
so
I look
classic.
Up.
Classic.
Earl's rant to that umpire.
Oh,
he's kicking the dirt on him is a classic.
You had it in for us.
And the language is unbelievable.
It is. And it's awesome. And he wouldn't leave the field.
I've won more than I've lost.
The guy says, well, you haven't won enough. Because the guy starts getting smart with him and saying something back to him.
Then my all-time favorite thing to watch is Harry Carey's funeral. When they talk.
Ooh, I don't think I've seen
that. Never seen that either.
You've never seen the Harry Carey funeral.
Uh-uh.
Type it in and listen to the eulogy. Because it is the funniest 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that Billy Crystal wasn't.
No. This was a Harry's old buddy.
A buddy did it.
We might play it tonight yet. I don't know. Because You can't stop laughing. It is so good. It is great.
No, the Earl Weaver is a classic because you know how the Reds had the have. The, I don't know if they still have. Do they still have the banana phone on rain delays?
They used to. Absolutely.
Rain delays for the Orioles used to be. You called in and you could ask Earl Weaver a question. He'd be in the dugout and he'd be on a phone. He'd be on like the bullpen phone.
Oh,
and
I bet he had some bad.
So this woman says, Gladys from Baltimore wants to know, when's the best time to put in a tomato plant? And Earl says, are you fucking kidding me? He says, a tomato plant? Gladys needs to start getting out to the bars and see if she can find a date. I mean, he just, and every other word, F this, and it's on the radio. Yeah. I mean, they're playing this stuff on the radio.
We do that here. We get fined. Deers comes down, locks our doors up.
Lock us out.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. Ferks is throwing arrows at us.
Who? Whatever.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the old Indian softball team.
Softball team is on
and
fire.
I remember sitting here about a month ago with Ryan Tin, and we said, Tinny, 10-0 start. You come on up and talk to us.
Yep.
We're damn near there.
He's close.
Well, I actually saw him, was I here, like 2-3 weeks ago when I brought the car in, and I went over to the school, and he just happened to walk in. It's crazy. He's in there when I go in to see Cheryl and go to see Block and those guys, and I got to talk to him for like 10 minutes. I love Ryan Tin.
Yeah.
And I said, how you going to be? He goes, we could be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he got to say all the right things. He goes, I think we could be pretty good. And it wasn't 30 seconds later, Brenna Homan walks in behind me. I said, man, you're a superstar now, so you don't even have to come to school? What's the new principal like? And she, you know, she gets that red face goofy grin, and she says, no, I have class online. And I'm like, oh, you're just a superstar. You just come to school whenever you want to. And she just said, talk about superstar. She got her going
she's
on.
She's playing pretty she good. So here's the deal on the lady in the softball team. Couple cupcakes early. You see they win. You know, you're thinking, good for them.
Good scheduling.
And then they get in this week and last week, and they play Fort Laramie, and they beat them 8-3.
Yes.
And then I see we play St. Mary's. St. Mary's one of the better teams in the WBL. We're down 9-6. Next thing I know, we're down 8-4 or something. Come back and beat them at St. Mary's. Now we're 9-2. We got Parkway, undefeated Parkway Panthers.
Tough.
Okay.
That's a team program for the last 15 years.
Nobody beats them.
They've been the cream of the crop in the MAC. Had a girl at 8,000 RBIs and about
Haley Hall.
About 50 homers. But I mean,
And the Indians go up there and absolutely
fumble.
Lay the smack
pound
down.
Put the thumb 11-4.
Unbelievable.
And you're like, now wait a minute. We hit two homers. So I'm talking to Brenna tonight, right? And she does our cleaning down to mill, and she's exactly what you said. Red face, big smile, you just can't help but love
superstar.
Yeah. Yep.
And she said, we could have run room. She said, but in the top of the seventh, we was ahead, and it was just like you wrote it up. We hit back to back home runs. We were so jacked. And then she's telling this, I'm getting goosebumps. You know, I'm saying, man, could you imagine how exciting that is?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't care if what happens the rest of the year. Hats off to those girls and hats off to that program.
Coming out of the gate, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Playing great.
Well, and take that back, to. When the baseball team started getting really good, you started getting a little fever and a little fire. We played some cupcakes early, and all of a sudden, remember the year we start 19-0 or something like that. And all of a sudden, now you're like, maybe we're not too bad.
Yeah.
And you start to believe. And again, kids in this town are funny.
Hitting's contagious.
It is.
That ain't a cliche.
The same
that
way
is
with,
the truth.
With gloving it up and playing hard and being enthusiastic. And again, you're not going to find a better group of kids that you want to go to war with.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're 10-2. They're 1-0 in the MAC. We talked a little bit about Brenna. Brenna's only batting .667.
Is that it?
Oh, skinny.
Man,
through 12 games, batting .667.
Not seeing the ball very
good. 2 out of 3.
Yeah. And she catches and plays third base. This Maddie Guggenbiller.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a sophomore. Now, would that be Daryl's?
Daryl's, yeah.
Yeah.
She's got 5 homers this year.
Yeah, remember Ryan was saying, we got a girl that may set the record.
He did, absolutely said that.
I think he's
that.
Right on it.
Jackie Homan, who is all or everything. She's an unbelievable pitcher. Tremendous. She's got 3 homers. I think she catches too.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Brenna switch back to third base and catch. Chloe Greasy's a shortstop. Macy Shinneberry plays the outfield. Kenzie, and then we got 2 freshmen that start and play a lot. Callie Wendell at second base.
Yeah.
And Kenzie Garkey, and both them girls are absolute athletes.
Good athletes, yeah.
So, two Kanapke girls, Abby and Allison.
Yep.
And I know that Abby's got her. She got a lot of RBIs this year. Ava Shane also plays the outfield.
Yeah.
Sophie Pearson is an absolute stud.
She's playing well.
Yeah. She had a home run last night. I know. I was thinking she had one or two other ones.
She had a triple last night.
She drove a bunch of runs in too. She had a big triple.
Maybe that's what.
Well, the funny thing is, you know, I know all these names and know all their big brothers and big sisters and a lot of their parents. When we were here, those kids were all in fifth and sixth grade, and they were talking about those kids in fifth and sixth grade. They were winning, they were traveling and winning games. I mean, you hang out with the Homans and you talk to Todd, and he's like, these girls got a chance to be good.
Yeah.
You know, and so now you're seeing these girls as you know, 9th, 10th, 11th, and, you know, now they're in high school.
Yeah.
And it's.
But when you, and I think Brittany Tebby's also a freshman on this team.
Yeah.
So when you look at them, there's like one senior, four juniors, four sophomores, four freshmen.
They're loaded.
And they have a lot of good young kids.
Yeah.
And, you know.
It's another one. It's kind of a crap deal about last year. Because that, you know, just put another year of experience under them girls. How much better would they be?
Yeah.
You know, they're fantastic where they're at now, but give them another year's experience. That'd have been awesome.
Ryan Tinn, Kerry Shane, Renee Evers, Lauren Day, the coaching staff.
Doing a great job.
You know, they've just had a great season. And when you look at their schedule, they play Jay County tomorrow. We talked about this. Friday.
Some toughies.
And then Saturday, they have a quad at Salina with Lincoln View, Crestview, and Salina. So that'll be a Barber's starts at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that'll be going on the same time we're playing our doubleheader. So we'll be able to give you updates on that.
Yeah, some updates,
If you look at the girls' MAC standings, it looks like this. Coldwater, Fort Recovery, Minster, all want to know. Coldwater's 5-3, 10-2 for the Indians, 7-3 Minster. Bremen 5-7, they're 1-1. Parkway 6-1. St. Henry 5-7, 1-1 in the league. The Tigers are 0-1 and 5-3. I think Versailles has a nice team. And Marion Local Flyers 0-2 and 3-7. If you look at tomorrow, the scores, Parkway at Minster, that'll be a barn burner.
Should
for
be
the
good. Yeah.
St. Henry's at Coldwater, Marion's at Versailles. And Fort Recovery has the Jay County Patriots next tomorrow.
Yeah, and that one will be broadcast on Sports Stream 2.
Yeah, Chuck was going to call tonight and maybe talk to us about how that works and how you can listen to it. So,
yeah.
So let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk Demolition Derby.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Spring is coming and the temperature is rising, so head to Wayne Street Market and grab some steaks and get grilling. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties, all no limit. And don't forget the wood chips for smoking and the charcoal. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies, chips, meat and cheese trays, beer and wine, and you'll be ready for that night by the fire ring with your friends. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Here are the softball and baseball games coming up this weekend for our Indians teams. Tomorrow, softball will host Jay County and will broadcast that game live on Sports Stream 2. And the boys will travel to New Knoxville and you can hear that game live on Fort Recovery Radio. Friday, the Lady Indians will host Anna, and Saturday, the Lady Indians will play at Salina. Also on Saturday, the boys will host South Adams in a doubleheader starting at 11 a.m., and will broadcast those games on Fort Recovery Radio. Lots of baseball and softball this week, so get out and support our Indians teams.
But if you just can't get there in person, we'll broadcast 2 softball games and 5 baseball games right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio every Saturday morning at 7:15 a.m. for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. He'll give us some expert advice and timely tips on what we need to do to keep our lawns and gardens healthy. You can email him questions for future shows at steve@naturesgreennursery.com. Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone, 7:15 a.m. on Fort Recovery Radio. Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio every Saturday morning.
I don't know. It's supposed to stop.
On or off?
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. There's a lot of sound to it. Are we on or out?
We're on.
We're back. What was that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Fat fingers on the old...
It's Phantom.
Keyboard. Yeah. Wrong numbers. Uh-oh. I got
there phone. You go. I have to take this call.
You got to be kidding.
You have to take this call.
You guys are on.
All right.
Boy.
We're waiting on your big guy to call, right?
Dustin Woods going to join us here. Woods. He should be calling in here from Columbus.
And it is what?
Triple D Entertainment.
Triple D Entertainment.
We had about, what, a month?
Yeah, about
6 weeks ago. We had him on the radio.
We talked to him a little bit.
Yep. I mean,
so he's getting things kind of finalized, figured out?
He's a Mercer County boy, Salina boy.
Former
Marion baseball coach and taught at Fort Recovery. And
yep.
Yeah, he was our Acme coach, wasn't he, or something? Yeah. I was thinking he was.
Yeah.
I
knew he was something. Took him to Fairlawn with me, and then he ended up getting married, lives in Columbus now. He's passionate for Demolition Derby.
He likes it,
huh? And you'll hear it in his voice. I mean, just he's got this idea that to upscale Demolition Derby, take it to the next level. Yeah. And
you know, I liked the way he was talking last time.
Oh, yeah. And, you know,
get all the fair winners and bring them in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and so the only way that you can get into the King of Ohio, which is July 4th weekend, 2, 3, 4 July.
Yeah.
At the Allen County Fairgrounds in Lima is by winning an event somewhere in the state of Ohio. So all the county fair winners, and actually he had what they called the prequel to the King, and that was actually at Portland at Labor Day weekend. So I'm sure you heard something about it, but Dustin he's done a good job. He was an excellent driver.
Yeah.
Again, I've never seen him drive, but I've seen all the trophies, so that he's won. And so going to be big. I mean, we're going to have a country concert out there on Friday night. Clark Manson from the area.
Right?
Yep. Clark's he's A plus. And then Caitlin Schmidt is going to open for Clark. And there's another youngster from Tri Village that actually played golf against Jackson. He's in Nashville right now. So he,
Clark's the one we had down here at the.
I'm sure
amphitheater.
Yep,
yeah,
I'm sure.
And last year, he's very good.
He's terrific. Yeah. You know, and actually, I laugh because I actually listened to his music. He's got seven or eight albums, and he was in Nashville for like 10 years. And I said, how'd you not make it? You're that good. I mean, he's kind of got a Thomas Rhett vibe about him.
Yeah.
And he goes, my wife said, Clark, if you want to have a family, we're going home.
Yeah.
And guess what?
He went
home. Came home.
Yeah.
And so, now he's still playing. He's actually playing the country concert the next week.
Is he?
So we had to check and make sure there was no non-compete clause in his contract. But he's playing the saloon stage two different times at the country concert. So
he did that. He was down here. And actually, that you mentioned that his wife and actually his dad and mom were there, too.
Great
little boy.
Great looking kid. I mean, he actually works for a sporting goods store in Piqua.
Is that what
it's called? Atlantis. He's like handles all their big contracts. And they have Barstool Radio's contract exclusive.
Really?
They make all the t-shirts and all the stuff for Barstool Radio.
Ooh, that's some money there.
Big.
Yeah, that's big. That's big
time. Hoping for big time weather, people want to get back to.
So, Jeff, is this just a Saturday or is it Friday,
Friday night. The July the 2nd, where they're going to have a last chance qualifier because you have to qualify to get in this event. Nobody, you can't buy your way in.
Yeah.
You got to qualify. So there'll be a couple heats of qualifiers for people that wanted that last chance to get into the King of Ohio. Okay. And then there'll be the country concert. And they have a humongous. It's the Fairgrounds of Lima is unbelievable. If you've ever been there, it's one of the biggest venues I've ever seen. Mm. And they have a horse arena that is supposedly top 5 in the country. They built out there.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have that concert there. And that'll be Friday evening. And then Saturday, I'd say about 10 o'clock, it's on. And it'll be Saturday until Saturday until like midnight.
Sounds like our guy,
and then,
right?
And then Sunday they'll go big time until you crown the champion in all these different brackets. So
this didn't let me answer the phone.
That's a problem.
Definitely.
That's not good. Yeah. Can't answer the phone?
It's not. There's nothing showing where it's ringing.
I can hear
boom,
ring.
Boom, boom, I can boom, hear boom, ring. Boom, I can't push a button to make it. Come on.
Boom, boom, boom.
Dustin's going, what?
Yeah, he's going, yeah, this guy's nuts.
We can't answer the phone. Tell him we just don't want to talk to him.
Can he drive down here?
Yeah.
We'll wait on you.
How about... Can you turn it off?
No, I can't.
I'll turn it off.
Okay,
try.
Here we go.
Wait a minute.
Maybe here.
Boop, boop.
Nope.
Blah, 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 blah. Imagine people listening right now.
What is going
answer
on?
The phone. Well, you just answered the
phone.
Hey,
what happened? He hang up finally?
Well, I'm sure he did, but let's see.
We're having some
technical
difficulties. Got some technical difficulties. Sound problems.
Maybe I think I have it where I can call him.
Okay.
He's trying again.
You gotta give him a...
Hey, he ain't giving up.
Maybe you can put his number on there. It's not giving me any place where I can answer. Let me try this.
So you got like a spy phone or something?
It's like 007? Something on this thing that just isn't going right. Can you write his number on that thing there?
You got a marker?
Yeah, right there.
Blood, baby.
Put it over there with it, I thought.
There's one. Bobby. Oh, there it is. Yeah,
bum, bum, bum.
This is a little crazy.
Bum, bum, bum. Sorry.
All right, now we got callers. Yeah.
We got callers shutting off wide open.
We had a thousand.
Okay, I've had enough of that.
There
he goes, Spencer.
Yeah. I give the guy credit. Bloop,
bloop. He wants to talk.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah. He's going, what is
in the heck?
You. There you go. He says, I did. I did twice.
Yeah.
He did.
We're going to try him now. Come on.
But again, you know, just getting back out of COVID and people doing some. We actually went.
People are looking forward to
it. We've been to two shows. We went to something called the Redneck Rumble in like someplace in Kentucky. Clear down by Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Yeah.
And there were people wide open there. I mean, it was crazy. And it was actually like in January. It was
an indoor
event. And then we just went to an expo at.
Hey.
I hear it.
This is getting closer.
3D Entertainment?
Triple D.
Triple D.
Dustin Woods.
Hello?
Dustin Woods?
How we doing?
Triple D Entertainment? Buddy. We made a connection.
Yeah, we finally did it.
My Skype wouldn't let me answer your call.
We weren't paying the bills here. You know, we got to, you know.
Times are tough here on the radio.
Both
here.
Off at the radio.
It let me call you, but I couldn't. There's no way I could answer your call.
And it was just bonging, bonging, bonging in the background. We probably lost 100 listeners because Spencey couldn't answer the phone.
Woodsy, how you doing tonight, brother?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're sitting here with Jeff Hobbs and Harold Feely and Spencey, and we are talking Demolition Derby, and we're going to talk a little bit about your event you got coming up, and it sounds like
a big one.
It's getting bigger and bigger.
Yes, it certainly is. Since the last time I talked to you guys, we've added a pretty big name as a sponsor. Well, actually, a partner.
There you go. Hey, hold on. Ready?
Drum rolling.
Drum rolling.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Give him the partner, Woodsy.
There you go.
What's going on with Hobbs? I could barely hear him.
That's what I said. I was giving you a drum roll.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead and ring the bell.
Or I can do one here.
Who's our big sponsor? Who's our sponsor?
So anybody in the automotive aftermarket performance parts industry will recognize this name, and it's Jegs High Performance.
Jegs, absolutely.
Yeah, it's big time.
Yeah, that's a heck of a sponsor you got there, buddy. And talk a little bit about how you went about getting those guys.
Well, for the longest time, the Demolition Derby world, you know, has been looking for recognition, and we buy all of our stuff from these vendors. They just don't really recognize us or haven't really recognized us in the past. And I just happened by luck, I would say. I'll just tell you the story. I mean, I told my wife here we needed to make a couple hype videos about 8 months ago. And she started making some phone calls and to some friends that she knew that knew some people in here in Columbus. We met this guy named Bobby Jackson. And my wife said, you need to call this guy tonight. I set it up at 8 o'clock. And so I called Bobby, and I got telling him the spiel, you know, went into my whole spiel of what I want to do with the Derby World and how I want to organize it and create a national sport. And he said, well, Dustin, how about I just stop you right there? Because my best friend is Jake Coughlin III. He goes, do you know who Jake Coughlin III is? And I said, I probably know more about the Coughlins than you want to know. And the next thing you know, he set up a dinner with us three. And a week later, we're sitting down eating dinner. And I got to tell you, you don't know how those conversations are going to go.
Sure,
You know, I mean, we really think highly of Jigs and who they are. But you don't know who they are and what they want to do. And I left that first meeting. Basically, it was almost like a handshake deal. Like, hey, let's work together. Let's figure something out. We weren't quite sure what we were going to figure out at that point. But we're going to figure something out. And that was awesome. I mean, I remember leaving there.
You were jacked, probably. And,
oh, no, he called me the next day and said, you got to be, are you sitting down? This is unbelievable. And, I mean, you know, guys, we got a chance to go over and we just made the second hype video at the Performance Center in Delaware. It's unbelievable. I mean, again, we talked after we talked to Dustin a few weeks ago, but we couldn't talk on the air about the Jakes thing. But, I mean, Fort Recovery. If you're old school Fort Recovery, you know the name Dominic Coughlin.
Yep.
And Dominic would be Jeg's great uncle. You know, Jeg Senior is the guy who started the dragster world, and he started Jeg's and that is his brother. And so
I was thinking cousins.
It's his brother. Mm-hmm. But then that would be his great uncle. So
Jeg's Senior supposedly fell down my basement steps.
See, that's the thing. And we told Jeg the Third, we weren't sure if it was his dad, because his dad would be Jeg Jr. And, and he's the guy, he's a 10-time NRA national champion. I mean, big time. I mean, he's multi. Yeah. But the place's unreal.
Yeah.
I mean, and.
So Dustin, talk a little bit about, so you get the sponsor. So what does the sponsorship, he's going to do the videos, he's going to sponsor the event, he's going to sponsor the prize money, what's his so-called, what's his spot as far as the demo derby?
Well, actually, beyond the sponsorship, we formed a partnership, and that partnership entails, them recognizing us as the sanctioning body. They do a racers program in which there's got to be a sanctioning body. So that was very important to establish that. So what they do with the racing program is they get you aligned with that sanctioning body in your particular motorsport. In this case, we didn't have one, so we established one as, you know, Triple D Entertainment. And anybody that is in that motorsport and participates in the King of Ohio or runs for us will have an opportunity to sign up for their racers program, which will give you 5% to 20% off everything that you buy.
Nice.
So that was a part of the deal that we cut. And, you know, these guys are buying, you know, millions and millions of dollars apart off these guys, not necessarily Jegs, but, you know, maybe their competition. And I think we both found it very valuable to bring a lot of that over to Jegs.
Well, and you know, Dustin, correct me if I'm wrong, but we went to Pittsburgh, south of Pittsburgh, over the weekend to an expo, a Derby expo, and you talk about juice. Just having Jegs, powered by Jegs on your shirt, on your hat, these guys were like, wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so now we're hoping that we can get some folks in the car with us, and, you know, Dustin's going to set up that. There's going to be a Derby page on the Jegs page. You know, you can click right to the Derby page, and we're hoping that we're going to draw some vendors in that are, you know, going to come in, and they're going to be part of the Jegs deal. And, you know, again, just that street cred. It's just going to give credibility to Derby. And that's what, you know, that's what Dustin's been fighting for. You know, again, he was a really, really good driver, but he's trying to take it to the next level. And that's what the Triple D stands for, you know, Derby, you know, Demolition Derby drivers.
Yeah.
And that's what he's all about. It's about, you know, created by drivers for drivers. And so trying to give them, you know, that leg up, give them a little more recognition.
So Dustin, how many, like when you have this thing at Lima, how many drivers are you going to have up there, you think, possible?
There's close to 500 that are qualified.
No kidding. 500 of them qualified?
Yeah, so this was a qualifying only event.
I'll be damned.
So there was, I mean, if we would open this thing up, I mean, we could, I don't know. I mean, there's an event prior to us that had like 650 signed up, but we were doing something different. I mean, we didn't want to open our event up. We wanted to establish a hierarchy within the Derby world. So we had a qualifying only event, and there's roughly 500. We expect probably 60% of those cars to show up.
Yeah.
So maybe around 350.
Still be a great.
No, and I think that's the coolest piece, because some of our, you know, what I would call our competition, some of the, if you go out and look at Smash It or some of those places, I mean, anybody that has a car and is of age can get in. The only people that get into this one had to qualify for it. And so, you know, Dustin's got a cool shirt, and the Triple D shirt that says earned. Not qualify. Given, you know, and you get that shirt when you qualify. And so, you know, and Dustin's worked his tail off. I mean, 18 months, he's been around the state of Ohio, and obviously COVID kind of put a notch in it last year, but he went around to every county fair and every show in the state of Ohio. So you talk about, you know, doing some work and kind of having a vision, and now it's hopefully in July, it's going to come to fruition big time.
So you say, go ahead.
Well, I want to elaborate on that a little bit. I tell you what, Hobbs knows that the work that we put in, and when I first sold him on the sales pitch, it's really no longer a sales pitch anymore. When you put that Jegs logo on your chest,
that's big time.
People listen, and it's the reaction you get is way, way different than what I was getting 6 months ago or a year ago.
So let me ask you this: let's say that I qualify. But as I qualify, my car is demolished. How's that work? Build a new one and bring it in?
Yeah, so we're actually, this event is fresh cars only.
Okay.
So you have to build a completely fresh car. I mean, this is the king, right? So we want you to have the best car you can build. And these guys have been working all winter long, all spring long. And some of these guys will have 6-8 months in these cars.
And you'll die. I mean, some of these guys, Bobby, you're looking at $20,000 for a car.
Yeah.
And these guys are
a
nuts.
Demo car?
It's unbelievable fee. I mean, they're nuts. I mean,
that's unbelievable.
It's a passion. It's one of those things that, you know, again, whatever it is. And these guys, they just, that's what they love, you know, and then they want to go do it. And mercy. I mean, and, you know, and there's so many different qualifies and classes and those kind of things. So you got different cars, you got compacts, and you got different models. It's pretty cool. I mean, again, the passion and the drive is just all these guys.
So Woodsy, as this thing gets closer to the date, and you talk about having a band, is that correct? And we're making this, is this going to be a whole day long?
3 days.
Whole 3 day
Friday,
weekend
Friday,
long.
Saturday, Sunday, yep.
And we're going to make this thing an event. So is there something down the line where a fall classic or anything like that?
Yeah, we got actually 3 shows outside of this show that we're putting on at a couple county fairs. Noble County we're putting on 2, and then Coshocton County over on the eastern part of the state and southeastern part of the state. And then we're going to put on another fall event, kind of a cleanup show type deal, and which will be back at Lima. We haven't quite narrowed that date down. We got 3 dates in mind, but it'll be late September, early October.
Well, and the other thing, too, I was going to throw out there, that we want people to come. It's going to be a great weekend. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, there's going to be people. If Lima's having a big fireworks show, so you'll be right where you can see all the fireworks and the country concert. And you know, Dustin doesn't forget where he come from. He lives in Hilliard now, but you know, he's a Mercer County boy. And so, I mean, we're reaching out to a lot of folks in this area. I mean, you know, there's a guy that lives in this community that sells golf carts, and we're working with him. You know, and so, I mean, Dustin's all about small town, understanding where you came from, and getting these people involved back in it. And I think that's what, again, that's what Derby drivers are all about. They're all from small towns, and they're you know, so to me, this could be, I actually think it could be ridiculously big.
Yeah. So what's the grand prize of winning it?
The grand prize for the main class would be $10,000 to win.
$10,000. Nice.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice payday there.
Good payday.
And the compact mods, they'll pay $5,000 to win, and then every other class will be $2,500 to win. So they're the stocker classes. Yeah. You don't really have a lot of money in them. I mean, when I say a lot of money, you still have a couple $1,000 in them. But in that main class, actually, believe it or not, guys will have $20,000-$30,000 in those cars.
Wow. So if you make the feature, you get a check?
No. If you make the feature, you don't get a check. Hopefully, we can get there.
Yeah.
You know, where we're paying down like that, but we'll pay top 10.
Top 10
in the feature. So you get top 10, you go away with $500.
Yep. So you got how many cars are in the feature? 20? How many can you get in there that'd be a good show?
Well, it all depends on how many cars show up. We run our heats in numbers of 15, and we take 5 out of that heat. So if we run 4 heats, then we're
going to
have 20 cars.
Yeah. Well, and I was going to jump in here, and I'll just, with one of Woodsy's views and things that Dustin's about is best driver wins. And, you know, I've learned a lot in the 6 months that I've been hanging around with him in Derby. Mm-hmm. And you'll laugh at some of these Derby shirts. I mean, we got some great Derby shirts Triple D owns, but you get Derby shirts and they'll say, we don't want to be friends. Because we bring our own friends, and you know, and so they, because they'll bring 4 or 5, and they'll all gang up, and somebody wins. And Dustin's big thing, and Triple D's big thing, is you're pushing. You're only going against 3 guys, you and 2 blind draws in your heat. So three of you, and one of you is moving on to the feature.
Yeah.
And so now you can't have 4 or 5 guys ganging up on somebody. You know, the old Malachi Crunch, back from Fonzie in the days. You know, and so that's kind of the big thing that Dustin's really been big about. Hey, the best driver needs to win. And so trying to do some things that way.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
Yeah, Hobbs
just
kind of hit on something there. I mean, we run our shows different than anyone else out there. And I firmly believe that for us to hit a big sponsor, there were some inherent problems in Demolition Derby that we needed to fix as far as the entertainment piece. And that was the sandbagging or not hitting anyone, as people call it. And then there was teaming. And then there was a lack of a hierarchy, meaning this is the only sport that I know of that you don't crown a champion, and hence the King of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
You got some big time trophies. I mean, it's cool. The logo is awesome. I mean, we had some guys that came into that Pittsburgh Expo last week, and they were guys that had qualified for our show. So you're in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and they got the shirt on, and you can see them coming. And there's a logo. It's got a big king crown on the state of Ohio, and it's pretty cool. So
you can meet them anywhere.
Yes. Yeah. The state of Ohio. Got to be in the state of Ohio. They came to Pittsburgh to the show from Ohio. Guys are all going to be from Ohio.
Okay. We got to go.
Oh, we're going
to
get
What's it going to cost to get in? $20? Weekend pass, something like that?
Weekend pass is $75, and then there's daily passes. But, you know, we might be able to see what we can do.
All right, now, Hobbs is your announcer?
He is the voice.
Yeah, Hobbs is going to be our announcer. He's going to be the voice.
Bam! Crash, a slobber knocker. I'm getting some great names. I got to get some great calls. So, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. It's going to be good.
We might bring FR Radio up there.
Oh, I'd be big. Oh, I already talked to Neil about that.
It'd be fun.
You guys
imagine that.
Bring it over for the feature and do a little radio.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Well, we'll need a different engineer.
Yeah,
Chuck, man.
Yeah, Chuck can do it. Chuck, I won't be around.
Chuck's legendary anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It'd work a lot better if he's there.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You guys are more than welcome to come up. I mean, that would be awesome.
Oh, we'd love
to have you.
Well, the date is when?
July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Well, I'll tell you what, before this baby kicks off, make sure we get in touch with you, and maybe we'll have a ticket giveaway or something.
Absolutely.
And we'd love to do that and promote it, and
And we're here for you if you need some.
Absolutely, Dustin.
If you need anything, partner.
Woodsy, throw out the website there. We got a brand new website. You got a new guy on that does all of his business, and the website's tremendous. So
nice.
Shoot the website out there, big dog.
Yeah, absolutely. As Hob said, if you want some Triple D apparel or you want tickets to the show, tickets go on sale this Friday at 8 a.m. You can find that on our website, TripleDEntertainmentLLC.com. Then we also have some awesome Jegs apparel that you can order online with that.
And actually, and we got an exclusive hotel sponsor. They're giving weekend rates, and they, you can camp. Nice. You can camp over there, and I mean, it could be a cool weekend for some. I mean, people they enjoy that, and the weather's great. Shit, just go have some fun.
Have fun.
I love it. And we wish you the best of luck, my
friend. Absolutely, buddy.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's take a break. We're coming right back. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
All right.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends. But make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Wow. The 2021 Win on Wabash is excited to present to you our newest raffle, the Friday Night Tow and Go. This progressive raffle will have up to 13 winners and give away up to $270,000 in cash and prizes, including a golf cart, jet ski, ATVs, dirt bikes, a camper, a Harley Davidson Road King, and a Chevy Silverado. The number of tickets sold will determine the total number of prizes to be given away. Tickets sell exclusively through our website, wowraffle.com, for $25 per ticket or $5 for $100. The winners will be drawn at the 2021 Win on Wabash on August 27th, 2021, and winners will be able to interact in this game show-style giveaway. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com, or on our Facebook page, Wow Super Raffle. Tickets are available January 1st through May 1st, or until sold out. So be sure to get in on your chance to win some great prizes in the Friday Night Tow and Go Raffle, part of the 2021 Win on Wabash Super Raffle event. Wow.
Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, joined by Jeff Hobbs over here. Hello, Hobbsy.
How you doing, Bobby?
Neil Spencer behind the mic. Hello, Spencey.
Yeah.
Spencey. How's the boards running? You can't answer the phone?
Can't answer the phone.
Falling apart.
Other than that, everything's good.
This could be the worst show ever.
Blow up at any time.
I can see the number, so I can call them back.
And speaking of the worst show ever, that's a perfect segue.
We are joined.
Next guest.
We are joined on the Hastings hotline by Mr. Damon Goodwin. Coach, how the hell are you doing, buddy?
We're doing great tonight, bud. Thanks for having us. Great to talk to you guys, and great to talk to guys from the area I grew up in, and looking forward to having a conversation.
Yeah, well, good. And I think maybe you might be getting over this way a little bit and getting some of our high school kids that I know I've seen
well,
on.
Well, we try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're getting a couple good ones.
Yeah, well, and you know,
yeah, we get a couple of MAC kids this year coming, and
good.
For, It's crazy for NCAA purposes. I'm really not allowed to talk about that specifically at this point. But we're really excited about those two kids coming from the MAC, and we believe they're going to be a great, great part of our program. We've had so many kids from the area in my 28 years at Capital that have just been great players for us, and we're going to continue to hit that area pretty darn hard.
Coach, that says a lot, man. 27 years at one school and your success you've had there. And coming from this area, and you know, we followed you. We're a little older than you are, and we're big fans, and we followed you your whole way through from St. Mary's to UD.
Love you, UD.
Everywhere. And like you said, coming around here with recruiting in this area and then playing golf with one of these guys here. And you touched a little bit about Hobbs and killing him today on a golf course, but I heard your son kind of took you down a little bit.
Birdie on 18.
You know what? He made a great 18. He had a great hole, and unfortunately I didn't, and came back and got me at the end. But good day on the golf course today. It was a great day to play, and we don't get out that often, but we got out today, and it was a good day.
Talk a little bit about, we touched a little bit about the transfer portal, and college basketball is ever changing, and you got to stay up with the Joneses, and as far as Capital goes, even Capital is so affected by what's going on in college basketball.
It really is, and we actually check the Division II portal almost every day as well, and you just never know. There may be a kid you recruited a couple years ago, went to a D2 school and doesn't like it, and maybe looking to come back to a place that he's familiar with. So we actually do check it. I check the Division I just for entertainment purposes, really seeing who's going where and what. But what a tough thing for higher level Division I college basketball coaches to deal with, and it's almost become more important, certainly at that level at Division I than high school recruiting. You really have to do a good job with that portal for your Division I basketball coach right now.
Well, and Damon, a perfect follow up to that. Talk about, again, you're 27 years at Cap, but then some of the years that we had at Wittenberg together, there's been some unbelievable talent come through Division III. I mean, and one of them was pretty daggone good, came from this town, a guy named Chuck Benn, who was pretty solid and back in some of your best teams when, the Gibbs was, that guy's been playing pro basketball in Europe for 15, 20 years, and heck, he played in the basketball tournament on the Ohio State team. So, and then you also, again, good segue, talk about the young man from Mount Union that he went into the porthole, he jumped, he's going D1. So talk about some of the talent you've seen in your time and what's going on and kind of with that now.
Well, I do think people don't quite understand the talent at Division II and Division III sometimes. I mean, a couple years ago, Finley went over and beat Ohio State at Ohio State.
People just
don't understand. Finley has really good players. And even if you take it a step further, I mean, we've played Division II teams and have handled them pretty easily at times. And there's a lot of good basketball players at any level. And people need to understand, if you're a Division III basketball player, you're probably in the top 3-4% of all high school kids in the country. And sometimes the difference isn't that great. It's an inch or two here and a step or so there. And that's the difference sometimes. But we have Chuck Benn was a great player for us from Fort Recovery, and just was dominant for a few years for us. And this was, 15, 17 years ago now.
It's been a while. Yeah.
He was a man. He was a man among boys. Definitely a kid that, if things broke different ways, could have been at a higher level, Division II, Division I kid. Had a kid named Nate Stahl out of St. Henry for 4 years, was a two-time All-American for us, and certainly in different situations was probably a scholarship player. And we've had a lot of really good players at Capital from your area and my area, and it's just been great. But it really is. The difference between a Division III and a Division II and sometimes a Division I player aren't as great as you seem at times. But it's been fun, and I've had a great fun at Capital in my 27 years, and hopefully I'll be there a few more and continue to get kids from that area.
You, as life has it, you had a son who was a pretty good basketball player. And he went on to, and he's at Notre Dame. And I know that as a basketball coach, it makes it tough for you because you're playing on games nights when he's playing. But how damn proud are you of that kid?
Very. I really am. He had committed to Ohio State when he was a freshman.
I wasn't happy when he got out.
Yeah, we weren't happy about that.
Nobody was.
And in Columbus, I mean, honestly, he took a lot of abuse in the Columbus area because just had a big X on his back, and he took a lot of shit from a lot of people, and he handled it pretty well for the most part, we actually lived. I mean, you could walk to Ohio State from our house. So that's how close we lived to the campus, and when Thad Mata left, it was hard for him. We had developed, and Thad still talks. I still talk to Thad today. We had developed a friendship, probably much more than a typical recruit. And Dane and Thad had developed a relationship, probably a lot thicker than a typical player to coach relationship at that point. And when he left, it was just hard to replicate. And I was proud of the way he handled it. And Ohio State's been great. Coach Holtman is a great coach and has done a great job. But Notre Dame has been good for Dane, and I'm very proud of what he's doing right now.
Well, I'll tell you a story. This is a class, and Damon will never tell because he won't brag about his own kid. But so he's the first freshman that ever signed with Ohio State. I mean, verbal to Ohio State with Thad Mata. And so the workout, I mean, Dane would go in, and you know, the good ones all do that. They go in early before school and shoot. So Thad Mata, Jeff Bowles, who was Ohio's coach this year, won two games. Yep. They come into Upper Arlington. And they want to watch his son shoot. He's a rising freshman, so he's not even a freshman yet. He's never played a high school basketball game. They do the, you guys are all familiar with the NBA shoot, you know, the 3-point shooting contest. Sure. They got 25 racks of five, you know, balls all the way around. They put the minute on the clock, and Dane goes 24 for 25.
Oh.
Okay, now, well, we're not done yet, okay? So then they said, hey, what do you usually do? Because he said, well, hey, what do you want me to do? He said, no, you do whatever you normally do. We just want to watch you shoot. So he goes over and gets a drink. He said, I usually get a drink and I come back. And then he goes 25 for 25.
25 for 25.
So you made 49 out of 50 in front of Thad Mata, and you haven't even ever played a high school basketball game before.
Ain't too bad, is it?
No. And then, you know, and 4 years later, you're Mr. Basketball in the state of Ohio. So not all bad.
Not too bad at all.
The best thing for this kid is he looks like his mom.
Well, so, thank you God. Know,
that is a flat fact.
All right, so I'm going to turn the clock back, Coach. You ready for this one?
Sure.
I'm going to say 40-some years. McBroom Gymnasium. Salina Bulldogs versus the St. Mary's Rough Riders. And the Bulldogs were good back then.
They were.
Yeah.
They really did. Had a kid named Hoying led the area in scoring.
Yes.
Really good player. And had a kid named Donovan and Jeff Wazevere, who has a son playing at Salina right now, actually. Hmm. And they had some good teams, but I never lost to them.
Oh, there we go. I had to get that in. That sounds like his dad talking. Yeah, I never lost to them.
3 years of football, 3 years of baseball, and 3 years of basketball.
Never got you. And Dogs never got him.
Never got him. Yeah, I still remember that to this day.
How about your recruiting process, and you played for one of the best? I mean, McDonagher was he's still a legend, and
sure is.
And he is absolutely worshipped in this area and in Dayton area. And talk a little bit about your experience down there.
Yeah, you know, Jeff still talks to Coach Donagher as well through our Wittenberg days, and Coach is a great person. He still is. His wife just passed away three, four months ago. I talk to Coach probably every 2-3 weeks. Probably we still have conversations, have lunch, have a dinner. He still comes over to our camps in the summer sometimes. I think he's 88, 89 years old now, but honestly, he's really sharp. His mind is really sharp. He's in really good condition physically, and still have a relationship with him. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, gentlemen. I didn't like him much when I was playing for him. and that's okay, though.
Yeah.
That's all part of it. And
I've met some guys that played for you that didn't like you either.
And I can tell you this, I didn't like him much my 4 years there, but I was a GA for him right out of college, and learned a ton that way, and have forever had the utmost respect for him, and to this day I consider him very close friend of mine, and it was just a great experience to have for a kid from St. Mary's.
Hey, speaking of your 4 years, Damon, how about when you guys got in the tournament, the run you guys made with I don't know what year it was exactly, but that had to be so much fun. I mean, you guys were tremendous.
Well,
kinda
we had a great
kind of surprised everybody in there.
Yeah, we had a kid, and we were 6'6", 6'6", 6'4", 6'3", 6'2", type of thing. Really small team, but we had a great player. A kid named Roosevelt Chapman.
Rosie was pretty good.
Basically, gave him the ball and got the hell out of the way.
And that is the truth. He put a 50. And, he put a 50 piece
just,
on.
Just did
on,
turn the ball over.
Yeah.
Solid defense and we're about as an efficient of a basketball team that you will ever see was that team, and we played to go to the Final Four, ran into a Georgetown team that was pretty darn good, maybe one of the best ever, and the next year we actually got beat in the first round by a Villanova team, and so the 2 years we made the NCAA tournament, we got beat by the national champions years.
You beat Tisdale, didn't you?
Yeah, beat Oklahoma.
That was a big one. Washington, maybe?
Yeah. At Devil Shrimp.
We played an LSU team in the first round. That was a top, I think they were second in the SEC at the time, and beat them in an upset. At that time, it was on a Friday night or a Thursday night. It was late CBS. It was the first NCAA game of the whole tournament. You know, I didn't have ESPN playing every game at that time. And second game, Oklahoma had a bye, and I remember Roosevelt Chapman put something in the paper like, we're going to see who the real All-American is. And sure as shit, he went out and had 41 on him.
He was
Wayman phenomenal. Had 36, but Roosevelt had 41, and we got through it, and went to UCLA for regional and beat a Washington team with two pros, Detlef Schrempf and Christian Belt. And then we ran into Georgetown to get the Final Four, and you know, a cool thing from that game is we started the game, first TV timeout, I think we were up like 10-6, all five of us starters had already scored, and we came in the huddle and we're looking at each other like, holy shit, we may be able to get this done. Halftime, the pep talk that came out of the Georgetown locker room could be heard throughout the arena. They came out with a little bit of an aggression.
Remember Michael Graham?
Michael Graham.
That was a scary man.
Michael was the best. He backed up Ewing.
Yep.
Was not a nice gentleman.
I bet not. He looked the part too. Yeah. He was a bad dude.
They had a guy named Reggie Williams that played the pros for a long time.
David Wingate played the pros for a long time.
And a kid named Harold Jackson, I think. Horace Brodnax, I think they all played in the NBA for a while. So they really had a great team.
What a great
good memories and a good run.
Absolutely. Oh, that was good memories.
Talking about memories, how about Pappy? Pappy's still hanging in there?
He is. He's had some battles recently, and in fact, I just talked to him a couple hours ago. He's heading down to Columbus tomorrow to has an appointment with the doctor, and we're probably going to get together and see each other. I saw him a couple weeks ago after one of his situations, but he's still hanging in there. He's a tough son of a bitch.
Absolutely.
He's going to keep fighting, he's doing okay.
I know that you can't talk about your recruits, but we can talk about your recruits. Alex Eink and Justin Nixon are absolutely grade A kids.
Great kids.
And when you talk about coming out of our conference, and we're a little biased up here. We think we're really good, but you got a couple winners there. And if anybody ever gets a chance to go to Capitol to watch these kids, and let's hope we can get some kids, some fans in the stands this year. And coach,
well, I hope we can get some fans because it's a rough year.
That sucks. Absolutely.
Well, it has to.
I'm with you, brother. Well, hey, I want to thank you for taking the time out, and you know, I know it's coming off off a tough loss on a golf course, and things kind of suck tonight. But man, you took the time to talk to us here on Free Cover Radio. We appreciate the hell.
Sure do appreciate that, Damon.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it, and good luck to everybody, and keep up the good work.
All right, brother. Thanks a lot, man. We'll come right back. Right. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Right,
see you, Coach.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single-pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring, vertical tillage, and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged, vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Here are the softball and baseball games coming up this weekend for our Indians teams. Tomorrow, softball will host Jay County, and we'll broadcast that game live on Sports Stream 2. And the boys will travel to New Knoxville, and you can hear that game live on Fort Recovery Radio. Friday, the Lady Indians will host Anna, and Saturday, the Lady Indians will play at Salina. Also on Saturday, the boys will host South Adams in a doubleheader starting at 11 a.m., and we'll broadcast those games on Fort Recovery Radio. Lots of baseball and softball this week, so get out and support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, we'll broadcast 2 softball games and 5 baseball games right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee and Hobby and the McNeil.
McSpan.
Screwing everything up behind the boards.
Not everything.
Well, you did just pretty good there.
Well, I had several flubs, but probably half as many as normal.
You're awesome.
You're on your
We're proud of you. You got a lot of hand sanitizer. Yeah.
I mean, Fee, that's about third time you've gone to hand sanitizer.
Yeah. I'm addicted to it, too. My hands are all dry. The skin's falling off. I only got half fingernails left.
but COVID, you got no COVID.
No COVID. COVID's out.
He is COVID-free.
I got my Johnson shot. Now I got blood clots in my eyeballs.
Wide open.
Thanks a lot.
You will probably never.
Thanks, Fauci, you son of a.
Thanks for telling us to get that.
And you are probably now sterile.
Yep.
You probably never.
I'm noticing it. Well, I forget about it. So we're back here talking sports talk, and that's great of Damon to call in. Thank you for setting that up, Bobby. That's really cool.
Damon's a class guy, and done a great job, and you know he's very, very, very humble. And he's over 450 wins in 27 years, and was a great player. Got drafted in the NBA, and it's funny. He said, I remember we talked stories all the time. He got drafted by the Suns in the 7th round, so that tells you where with the time. Now they only do two rounds. And he went out to the summer league, and he played in the summer league, and he said he played about 3 games. I had 20 in one of the games. He goes, I called home, and he said, my dad said, you ain't good enough, son. Because you can watch the games on a regional cable. He goes, you ain't good enough. He goes, I went back to the hotel, and he goes, my dad told me I ain't good enough. I just scored 20 in a game. He goes, my dad told me I ain't good enough. And he came home. Like 2 weeks later, he came home.
So that was it.
I'm done. He said, I don't know if I would have made it. Probably wouldn't have. But he made the first cut, and then he actually took the GA job with Coach Donaher and came back to UD.
So how did you guys hook up? He was at Wittenberg.
Yep. I was a student assistant for Larry Hunter.
Okay.
You remember that name? Legend. Yeah. I mean, won a national championship. And guy won 500 games.
Yeah.
God rest his soul. And he left and went to OU as the head coach. Well, Dan Hipscher was hired. He was Don Donaher's number one assistant.
Yeah.
And he came to Wittenberg and brought Damon with him. And they kept me. And You know,
he was there for how many years?
Six years. Yep. And we 150 wins in 6 years. How about that now?
You had some good 25
teams. 25 a year.
25
that's
a year.
Good
we, won, we won 29 went and got beat in the final four.
I remember that.
My last year. So
we got out coached.
There ain't no doubt about that. And I wasn't the guy pulling the trigger. Hey, we were up 15 with 5 minutes to go and lost in overtime.
Oops. But that's one of those deals where he talks about how good that basketball is. That is really good basketball.
We probably had in my 6 years there, we had at least three Division I should have been. Well, Brad Baldridge played in the NFL, in the NBA. He was 6'10 from Dublin. Yep. And then a kid named Matt Croce, who's Wittenberg's coach now, 6'3 point guard who could dunk it with his elbows. I mean, he was from Toledo St. John's. I mean,
National anthem I ever heard, Toledo St. John's.
I remember that.
And it's funny, it's funny because when I went through it with, and I coached there for 6 years and then went through it with Jackson, you want to play Division III baseball and you want to pay $50,000 a year to go to school. I thought, what in the world are we even talking about this for? And I, you know, you put myself back in that job of going out and telling kids, hey, well, you know, those kids, the D3 kids, I mean, again, guys like, I mean, you remember the Niekamp boy and Nate Stahl, those kids from St. Henry, they were, Damon Seen was top 10 in the country all year, and I think they got to the final eight that year, and those guys were good.
Yeah.
I mean, and they, again, you're playing D3 basketball, and you know, but.
What a great spot for him to go.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You're there that many years. Yeah. That just shows you what a great fit. That was a good fit for him.
Yeah, and you're in Columbus. You know, and one of those things, he should have gotten the Wittenberg job when Dan Hipsher went to Stetson. It's always kind of been the way that it was. You know, Wittenberg coaches always went D1, and they brought Bill Brown in, who was a Wittenberg graduate instead of Damon, and I always look back and say, shoulda, coulda, woulda. We stayed with Bill for 1 year, the two of us, and that's the year we went to the Final Four, you know, Damon's done a great job, and, you know, I actually could have gone with him, but my wife was like, no.
Yeah.
You know, because D3 assistants you would have made like $22,000, and my wife's like, no, that ain't going to work out. So, been friends for 30 years, and Damon's just good people, comes from good people. You talked about his dad, Gene, who long time coach in the area, coaching multiple places, and
he's a tough one.
Oh, my goodness, he is. You always saw him, he always sat in the same spot at St. Mary's in the gym, old gym, new gym, and we had some, I could tell you stories. That
McBroom was one of my favorite gyms. McBroom was a big stage, and about four rows on one side. But
I tell you what, the new St. Mary's gym, they did a great job.
Yeah, it's nice.
The new school is tremendous. I don't love the location, you know, out over the highway, and a lot of people complained about that. But that gym's tremendous. They did a good job.
His daughter lives four feet from the front. Yep.
Walk across the road. She's there.
That's right. Hobby, thanks for coming over tonight.
Man. Miss you guys.
Pete, we got a big one tomorrow.
Yeah,
we gotta get one.
Get
back
in. We'll get her done tomorrow.
That game is going to be on Fort Recovery Radio at 5 o'clock tomorrow. The girls, Jay County, that'd be a good one. Go out to the park and watch that one.
It'll also be on
stream two.
The sports stream two. You have to go to FortRecoveryRadio.com and click on sports stream two. Yep. You can't get it through the tune in.
It's going to be 53 bundle up, but
gonna be chilly.
Yeah, we're going to play baseball this weekend. So for my good friend Mr. Harold Feely.
Thank you, Bobby.
Jeffy Hobbs.
Always good, man.
My name is Bob Starr. Sports Talk. Bub and Pete.
See you next week.
Fort Recovery Radio.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.